Lord, we do thank you for these children.
Pane, ďakujeme ti za tieto deti.
Lord, and we just ask that you'd be with Sylvia and Peter and Chad as they lead them into the things of you.
A tak ťa prosím, aby si bol so Sylviou a Petrom a s Chadom, ako keď ich budú viesť do tvojich vecí.
Lord, and we just pray that that same spirit that's working through them will work in us tonight.
A takisto sa modlím, aby ten duch, ktorý bude pracovať skrze nich, pracoval aj skrze nás dnes večer.
As we get into your word, that you would remind us of the things that are important and the things that you've said.
Keď sa budeme vhlbať do tvojho slova, aby ty si nám pripomínal tie veci, ktoré sú dôležité a tie veci, ktoré ty sám si povedal.
Lord, and just change us, Lord.
A tak ťa, Pane, prosím, aby si nás zmenil.
Help us to be flexible and moldable in your hands.
A tak nám pomôž, aby sme boli ohybní a tvarovateľní v tvojej ruke.
Lord, we do want to pray for those who can't make it tonight, Lord, and just that you'd be with them, whether they're traveling or in sickness or wherever.
A tak ťa, Pane, prosím za tých, ktorí dnes večer nemohli prísť, či už kvôli chorobe, alebo kvôli tomu, že cestujú, aby si bol s nimi.
Lord, that you would minister to them as well.
Aby si aj im poslúžil.
And we just give you these things in your great name.
A tak ti odovzdávam všetky tieto veci v tvojom úžasnom mene.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I invite you guys to open up to Genesis 28.
Tak by som vás chcel poprosiť, aby ste si otvorili na 1. Mojžišovu 48.
We are going to finish Genesis tonight.
Dnes večer skončíme Mojžišovu prvú.
At least that's the goal. We'll see if it works.
Aspoň teda to je môjim cieľom.
And basically tonight we're going to look at three stories, three individual stories.
Dnes večer si pozrieme tri príbehy jednotlivcov.
And they're all about last words.
A všetky sú o posledných slovách, ktoré mali posledné vôly, ako keby ich.
Mm-hmm. The last recorded words of these characters that we've been following along for weeks now, right?
Posledné slova tých postav, ktoré sme sledovali posledné týždne.
And they really are just stories.
A sú to príbehy.
But there are these stories that set up the place and the characters and the plan for this family which will turn into a nation.
Nie je to len príbeh týchto osôb, ale je to príbeh aj národa, alebo teda celej rodiny, ktorá sa premení na veľký národ.
And some of the stuff is about inheritance.
A niektoré z tých vecí, čo sa budeme preberať, je aj o dedičstve.
Some of it's like sounds like a will and testament.
Niektoré je ako tá posledná vôľa.
You know, and some of those things, you know, like who really likes to listen to other people's wills and testaments?
A niektoré z tých vecí, že prečo by sme to my mali poslednú vôľu niekoho vypočúvať?
And I was reading through the section, I was thinking, well, why are we actually going to be interested in reading these three stories?
Ja keď som si to čítal, tak som sa zamýšľal na to, že a prečo by nás to malo zaujímať, tieto tri príbehy?
And we will be interested, I think, because it's about a family that we know.
A budeme určite zaujatí týmto všetkým, lebo je to o rodine, ktorú poznáme.
I'm gonna look at the next slide. I'm gonna show you some members of this family that you might know. Do you know any of these guys?
Sú to členovia tej rodiny. Poznáte niekoho? E.T.
The thing that all these people have in common except for E.T.
Všetko. Spoločná téma týchto ľudí, ktoré majú spoločné okrem E.T.ho.
They're all Jews.
Je, že sú všetci Židia.
Okay, and they're people called apart, right?
Sú to Židia, ale Židia boli povolaný národ, aby boli oddelení.
Even E.T. is a person called apart.
Aj E.T. bol oddelený.
Trying to make his way home, right?
Snažil sa dostať domov.
Anyways, so for good or bad, this is the family.
Či už dobrom alebo zlom, toto je rodina.
Okay, these are some individuals that you might know from this family that comes out of this nation.
Toto sú možno jednotlivci, ktorých spoznávate, ktorí vyšli z tohto národa.
And we won't get into it but you know, it's amazing that God has blessed the Jewish people.
Ale je to úžasné, ako Pán Boh požehnal židovský národ.
And what we're looking at, these stories are the foundation of this family and this nation.
A na čo sa budeme dnes večer pozerať, je základ tejto rodiny.
And it's amazing
alebo národa.
Because today Jews don't really make up that much of the world's population. I think it's pretty small. It's like 2% or something like that.
V dnešnej dobe Židia vytvoria veľmi malú časť populácie. Je to okolo 2%.
But there's so many individuals who have influenced our culture.
Ale je veľa jednotlivcov, ktorí ovplyvnili našu kultúru.
I think like a third of the people who won the Nobel Peace Prize are Jews.
A asi jedna tretina ľudí, ktorí vyhrali Nobelovu cenu, pochádzali z židovského pozadia.
Something like this.
Niečo v takom zameraní. Sú to?
I think we need some supplies there.
Yeah. Požehnaní.
Okay. We're still alive.
Ešte stále žijeme, deti.
They're reminding us.
And parents, we are still alive.
All right. Aside from these individuals, there's another individual this story is about, which you might be familiar with, and we'll look at the next slide whenever Danka gets back.
A ešte jeden jednotlivec, ktorý vás môže zaujímať, je človek, ktorý bude na ďalšom obrázku a Danka nám to akurát pretočí.
Jesus.
Ježiš.
Okay. He's also part of this family.
On je tiež súčasťou tejto rodiny.
And that's what a lot of these stories are going to be pointing to.
A preto aj tieto príbehy budú poukazovať aj na neho.
I'm glad that we're family.
Teším sa z toho, že sme rodina.
That despite all the little chaos is that we still want to be here together.
A napriek tomu chaosu, ktorý tu prebieha, chceme byť spolu.
And by the way, guess what? We are grafted into this family that we saw.
A sme vštepení aj do tej rodiny, čo sme videli.
Because of a guy, maybe this is not exactly Jesus, but some because of Jesus.
A nie možno kvôli tomuto na obrázku, ale kvôli pánovi Ježišovi.
So let's get into the story.
Takže poďme na tie príbehy.
All right, the first story talks about a place.
Prvý príbeh hovorí o mieste.
And we see in Genesis chapter 48, we're going to read the first four verses.
Prvá Mojžišova 48, prvé 4 verše.
It says like this, and I'll just read it in English. It says, sometime later, Joseph was told, your father is ill. So he took his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, along with him. And when Jacob was told, your son Joseph has come to you, Israel rallied his strength, and he sat up on the bed. And Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz, which is Bethel, okay, in the land of Canaan. And there he blessed me, and he said to me, I'm going to make you fruitful and will increase your numbers, and I will make you a community of people, and I will give you this land as an everlasting possession to your descendants after you. So Jacob, he's getting close to death here.
Čiže Jakob už je pred smrťou tu.
You know, and Joseph wants to get a blessing from his father.
A Jozef chce prijať požehnanie od svojho otca.
He wants to spend some time with his father.
A chce stráviť ešte nejaký čas so svojím otcom. Yeah.
And it's great that Jacob is reminding his grandsons and his son about this his first big encounter with God.
A je to zaujímavé, že Jakob pripomína svojmu synovi aj svojim vnúčatám o jeho prvom stretnutí sa s Bohom.
He's passing on his inheritance to them.
A odovzdáva im takéto dedičstvo.
You remember this is the story when Jacob had been running away from his family.
Ak si spomenáte, bol to príbeh, keď Jakob utekal pred svojou rodinou.
He wasn't looking for God.
Nehľadal Pána Boha.
But God was looking for him.
Ale Pán Boh hľadal jeho.
You know, and he's sleeping, right? And all of a sudden there's a ladder, there's a stairway to heaven.
A spinkal si pekne a zrazu tam má taký rebrík do neba.
You know, and all these angels coming down.
A anjeli zostupujú a vystupujú.
You know, and God speaks to him.
A vtedy mu prehovoril Pán Boh.
He says, I got this thing prepared for you.
Mám pre teba niečo pripravené.
I'm going to make you into someone.
Ja z teba spravím niekoho.
I'm going to make you into a community, into a nation.
Ja z teba spravím spoločenstvo národov.
You know, I'm going to give you a land that you couldn't expect.
Ja ti dám krajinu, o ktorej sa ti ani nesnívalo, ako keby.
Then Jacob's going to go on and he's going to say, bring your boys to me, Joseph.
Jakob pokračuje ďalej a hovorí Jozefovi, aby priniesol tých synov k nemu.
And he says, I want to make them my kids.
A hovorí mu, že ja z nich spravím moje deti.
Jacob is basically saying, you know, we've got this land that God has promised us and it's our promise forever.
Jakob hovorí, že máme krajinu, ktorú nám Pán Boh zasľúbil a je nám zasľúbená navždy.
And I want to let your kids be a part of this promise.
A chcem, aby aj tvoje deti boli súčasťou tohto zasľúbenia.
Because remember, Joseph, he lived most of his life, let's say, away from his father.
Ak si spomenete, Jozef ako keby žil väčšinu svojho života mimo otca.
And basically what Jacob is doing here, he's wanting to adopt Joseph's sons.
A čo to vlastne Jakob robí, je, že si chce adoptovať Jozefových synov.
And this has to do with inheritance.
A toto všetko všetko má na mysli dedičstvo.
That his sons, that Joseph's sons would actually be considered Jacob's sons.
Aby Jozefovi synovia boli považovaní za Jakobových synov.
So that when they do go into that land,
aby keď už sa vrátia do tej zasľúbenej krajiny,
they'll get a certain portion of this land.
Aby dostali určitý diel tej krajiny.
And so Israel calls the sons up.
Čiže Izrael si povoláva synov.
And we see in verse 15 he gives this blessing upon these two boys. He's got his hands out on these sons.
A v 15. verši vidíme, že dáva požehnanie týmto chlapcom a má vysreté svoje ruky.
And we see in verse 15 through 16 that these
od 15. po 16. vidíme.
Says and the Lord blessed Joseph and he says he blessed Joseph, but his blessing is resting on the sons. Actually, the hands are resting on the sons.
Že požehnával Jozefa, ale v tom mal zložené ruky na tých synoch.
It says, may the God whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, that the God who's been my shepherd all the days, all my life to this day.
I požehnal Jozefa a riekol, Boh, pred ktorým chodili otcovia moji Abraham a Izák, Boh, ktorý bol môjim pastierom po celý môj život až po dnes.
The angel has delivered me from all harm.
A anjel, ktorý ma vykúpil z každej tiesne,
may bless these boys.
Nech chlapcov požehná.
May they call on my name. They should be called by my name.
Nech sa menujú mojim menom.
And the names of my fathers Abraham and Isaac.
A menom mojich otcov Abrahama a Izaka.
And may they increase greatly.
Nech sa preveľmi rozmnožia na zemi.
And I like this, you know, Jacob, his heart has changed over the last 17 years.
Vidíme, že Jakobovo srdce sa zmenilo počas tých posledných 17 rokov.
Remember we talked about that last week.
O tom sme sa hovorili aj minulý týždeň.
How before he met Saul was reunited with Joseph, he was ready. He thought life was all against him.
Predtým, ako sa znovu stretol s Jozefom, tak už bol ako keby na konci života, už bol v takom štádiu, že už nič mu nepomôže a už vlastne skoncoval so životom.
He had felt abandoned and cheated by God.
Videl sa, že bol opustený a ako keby oklamaný aj Pánom Bohom.
You know, and now he's saying, God has walked before me.
A teraz hovorí, že Pán Boh kráčal predo mnou.
He's been my shepherd.
On bol môjim pastierom.
You know, he's got a change of perspective here.
Má tu trošku zmenu náhľadu na veci.
Remember last week he's before Pharaoh and he's say, you know, my days were long and terrible.
Minulý týždeň, ak si spomínate, tak hovoril pred faraónom, že moje dni boli dlhé a hrozné.
But now he's got some perspective.
Ale teraz má taký iný pohľad na to.
You know, he says, you know, God has been before me all this time.
Pán Boh bol predo mnou celý tento čas.
His angel has delivered me from harm.
A jeho anjel ma vyslobodil z akékoľvek tiesne.
It's amazing what coming to death does to a person.
Je to zaujímavé, čo si ľudia uvedomia predtým, ako majú umrieť.
You know, when you start to see life for what it really was.
A keď vidíš život skutočne takým, aký bol.
I watched a speech by Steve Jobs from Apple.
A videl som, alebo pozrel som si jeden prehovor Steve Jobs, ktorý
CEO of Apple Computers.
Je predstaviteľom Macintosh alebo Apple computer, počítače.
And during one of his speeches at a university, he says this.
A počas jeho prednášky na univerzite hovorí toto.
He said, death is one of life's greatest inventions.
Smrť je jedným z najlepších životných vynálezov.
Sounds strange.
Znie to celkom divne.
But he said this because he was battling cancer and I think he's also battling cancer again.
A hovoril to možno preto, že zápasil s rakovinou a asi znovu zápasil s rakovinou.
And for him what it did is it pushed him to think what is important in my life.
A čo to pre neho spravilo, bolo, že si musel v živote uvedomiť, čo je pre neho konkrétne dôležité.
Because when you think, when you got plenty of time, you don't have to prioritize, right?
Pretože keď máš kopec času, tak vôbec si nemusíš vybrať, že ktoré veci sú dôležité, priority.
Well, you know when it's your time, you prioritize.
Ale keď vieš, že kedy už sa ti ten čas kráti, tak si vyberáš len tie hlavné veci.
And hopefully you see as Jacob does, that God has been with you actually.
A potom dúfam, že si aj ty všimneš, tak ako Jakob, že Pán Boh je s tebou počas celého toho obdobia.
So we see Jacob adopting these two boys.
Čiže vidíme, že Jakob si adoptoval týchto dvoch chlapcov.
And he adds a new dimension to this adoption.
A novú dimenziu dáva do tejto adopcie.
He doesn't put his hands like this on the boys.
Nedáva tie ruky takýmto spôsobom rovno.
He does one of these deals.
Ale takto, prekríži si ich.
He switches the birthright.
A zmení vlastne prvorodenstvo, alebo áno. Právo, prvorodenstvo.
Right, he had that in his own life, right?
Aj vo svojom živote to mal.
He knew about the birthright being switched.
Vedel o tom, že keď sa môže prvorodenstvo zmeniť.
And Joseph said, hey dad, you know, you got it wrong, quick, you know, get it right.
A Josef mu hovorí, že počkaj, máš to nejako prekrížené, popletené.
And Jacob says, no, this is how it's supposed to be.
Ale Jakob hovorí, nie, tak toto má byť.
You know, because Jacob, these last words were not just his opinion.
Pretože tieto jeho záverečné slova neboli len nejakým jeho názorom.
But you'll see that all these last words are prophetic statements.
Ale si môžeme všimnúť, že všetky tieto jeho záverečné slova sú aj prorocké slova.
You know, God leading this family into certain places and plans and situations.
Kde Pán Boh bude uvádzať túto rodinu do určitých plánov, na určité miesta a pripravovať ich na ich budúcnosť.
And as you read through the Old Testament, you'll see that in fact the younger son's tribe does increase better than the older sons.
A keď si čítate starú zmluvu, tak si to tam môžete všimnúť, že ten mladší syn, ten kmeň, ktorý z neho vyjde, sa viacej rozmnožil a bol prosperujúcejší oproti tomu staršiemu synovi.
So, our first story.
Čiže náš prvý príbeh.
You know, Jacob says there's a place for our family.
Hovorí, že je miesto pre našu rodinu.
It's this promised land. It's not here in Egypt.
Je to zasľúbená krajina, nie je to tu v Egypte.
You know, and I'm giving it to you guys.
A ja vám to odovzdávam.
Let's look at the next chapter.
Ďalšia kapitola, 49.
Yes, and this kind of sets the population of this new country.
A toto ako keby zahrňalo tú populáciu tej novej krajiny, o ktorej sme hovorili.
And basically Jacob's right on his way out.
Jakob ako keby už na tej ceste vonku.
And he gathers all of his sons together.
A zhromaždil si všetkých svojich synov teraz.
And I want us to read chapter 49 verse 1 and then also verse 28.
Prečítame si prvý verš a 28. verš.
Because these are like bookends to this story and it helps us understand everything in between.
Toto sú ako keby také záložky, alebo také akože, keď máte knižky, jak máme hentam, tak čo ich držia? Že akože z jednej strany a z druhej strany, aby to bolo všetko pokope.
Mm-hmm. So verse 1 says, then Jacob called for his sons and he said, gather around so that I can tell you what will happen to you in the days to come.
Potom si Jakob zavolal synov a povedal, zhromaždite sa a oznámim vám, čo vás v budúcnosti čaká.
And then verse 28, all these were the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father said to them when he blessed them, giving them, each of them the blessing appropriate to him.
Títo všetci sú 12 kmeňmi Izraela a toto im hovoril ich otec, keď ich požehnal. Každého požehnal osobitným požehnaním.
And Doc, if you can move forward two slides. One more. Yeah. The person. Let's look at some of these. So he's gathered all his sons together.
Čiže má zhromaždených všetkých svojich synov.
And he's gonna bless his kids here.
A ide ich požehnávať.
And we see the first one, verse 3, it's Reuben.
Prvý je Reuben v 3. verši.
And it says, Reuben, you're my firstborn.
Ty, Reuben, si môj prvorodený.
My might and the first sign of my strength, excelling in honor, excelling in power.
Moja moc a prvotina mojej mužskosti, vrchol dôstojnosti, vrchol sily.
Sounding good so far.
Zatiaľ to znie dobre.
Verse 4.
Štvrtý verš.
Turbulent as the waters, you will no longer excel, for you went up into your father's bed, onto my couch and defiled it.
Prekypol si z ťa vody, nebudeš mať prednosť, lebo si vstúpil na postel svojho otca, poškvrnil si mi lôžko, na ktoré si vstúpil.
And you remember this story where Reuben had basically slept with one of Jacob's wives.
Ak si spomenáte na ten príbeh, keď Reuben spal s vedľajšou ženou Izraela.
And just completely dishonored his father.
A úplne ako keby poškvrnil svojho otca.
And lost his birthright here.
A stratil svoje prvorodenstvo týmto.
And says he'll no longer excel.
A hovorí mu, že už nebudeš na vrchole, už nebudeš prekypovať.
And you'll see as you go through the Old Testament, he no longer excels. The tribe of Reuben is not one of the best ones.
A ak si všimnete v starej zmluve, keď si ju čítate, tak Reuben vôbec nebol nejakým výnimočným kmeňom.
Next two guys, Simeon and Levi.
Ďalší dvaja, Šimeón a Levi.
Says you guys are brothers.
Sú bratia.
Their swords are weapons of violence.
Ich zbrane sú nástrojmi násilia.
Don't let me enter into their council.
Nech nevstúpi moja duša do ich kruhu.
Don't let me join their assembly.
A s ich zborom sa mi srdce nezdruží.
For they've killed men in anger and they hamstrung oxen as they please. Cursed be their anger so fierce, their fury so cruel. I will shatter them in Jacob and disperse them in Israel.
Bo vo svojom hneve vraždia mužov a vo svojej samovôli ochromujú bykov. Prekliatý buď ich hnev, lebo je prudký, a ich zlosť, lebo je krutá. Rozdelím ich v Jakobovi a rozdelím ich v Izraeli.
Remember these two guys?
Ak si spomenáte na týchto dvoch?
Right, remember they were they got a little angry and destroyed a whole city.
Trošku sa nahnevali a išli a vyničili celé mesto.
He's a pretty radical guy, right?
Dosť radikálne, you radikálni know, muži.
And once again made Jacob a stench to the people around him.
A takisto Jakobovi spravili takú hanbu a bol ako keby smradom alebo zlým menom pred jeho priateľmi a nepriateľmi.
You know, you're going through this list and none of this sounds good.
Prechádzame si týmto zoznamom synov a zatiaľ ani jeden neznie dobre.
But let me ask a question.
Ale chcem sa vás spýtať otázku.
As we get further into the Old Testament, which tribe did the priest come from?
A keď sa zahlbíme ďalej do Starého zákona, odkiaľ pochádzali kňazi?
Levites, yeah, right?
Leviti.
So these radically violent guys, the priesthood came out.
Čiže títo radikálne násilní muži, z nich sa stali kňazi.
And do you remember how that story happened?
A si spomenáte, ako sa to odohralo?
Remember Moses was up on the mountain, he's receiving the Ten Commandments from the Lord?
A Mojžiš bol na vrchu, keď prijímal 10 Božích prikázaní od Pána Boha.
And down the hill, the people were partying and not the good kind of party.
A dole boli ostatní ľudia a mali takú party, ktorá nebola celkom dobrá party.
Right, and you know, a bunch of weird sexual stuff going on. And, you
a veľa nejakých sexuálnych vecí sa tam odohrávalo a kade čo iné.
And Moses gets pretty ticked.
A Mojžiš sa trošku naštve.
And he says, hey, who's with me?
A hovorí, že kto je so mnou?
And all the Levites come to him.
A všetci tí Leviti prišli za ním.
He hands out sword and says, take care of business.
A hovorí, že postarajte sa tu o veci.
So God used their gift of...
Alebo teda rozdali im ešte meče predtým a postarajte sa o veci.
Use their sword fighting gift and took care of a problem, right?
Čiže to, že boli takí bojachtiví, tak to bolo aj dobre, že Pán Boh to mohol využiť aj na dobré no vlastne vymazanie hriechu.
Right? And we see these guys, they become these people who are drawing near to the Lord and then they're drawing other people near to the Lord.
A vidíme, že títo ľudia sa neskôr stali ľuďmi, ktorí sú priťahovaní k Pánu Bohu a neskôr sú tí, ktorí priťahujú ostatných k Pánu Bohu.
For me that's huge grace.
Pre mňa to je velikánska milosť.
We got Judah, we're going to come back to a minute, we'll skip over Judah. We got Zebulun.
Judu preskočíme, vrátime sa k nemu a ideme na Zebuluna.
Yeah, and basically he's a guy who's going to live by the ocean.
13. verš, on bude ten, ktorý bude bývať pri mori.
And we'll see that he does.
A vidíme, že býva pri morskom brehu.
His land was, or his tribe's land was between the Mediterranean and the Sea of Galilee.
A jeho časť, ktorú zdedil, bola medzi Stredozemným morom a Galilejským morom.
And actually, let's just speed this up. Basically, he gives a blessing to all of his kids.
Čiže požehnáva potom všetky svoje deti.
And I just, because we don't have time, I would say just look at this at home.
Nemáme čas teraz, tak si to pozrite doma.
But as you read these guys' lives or what they're being the prophecies over their lives.
Ale keď si prečítate týchto chlapíkov a to proroctvo, ktoré je vyrieknuté nad ich životom.
And as you read through the Old Testament.
A keď si budete čítať aj starú zmluvu.
You know, pay attention.
Dávajte si pozor.
You know, if you see something.
Alebo dávajte pozor na to.
If you see something about the tribe of Dan, go back to Genesis chapter 49.
Ak nájdete niečo o Danovi, tak sa vráťte k tejto kapitole 49.
Says they were the people who provide justice.
Dan mal dávať spravodlivosť.
And you'll see guys like Samson coming out of them.
Z nich napríklad pochádzal aj Samson.
You know, other guys like this, okay?
Alebo ďalší iní ľudia.
All right. So go back to this chapter always and see, you know, how did God's word come true?
A vráťte sa vždycky naspäť do tejto kapitoly a skúmajte, ako sa naplnilo Božie slovo.
The one I want us to focus on actually is Judah. It's in verse 8.
Na ktorého ja sa chcem upriamiť je Juda od 8. verša.
8 through 12.
8 až 12.
It says, Judah, your brothers will praise you.
Juda, nech ťa chvália tvoji bratia.
Now, this is a play on word because Judah's name actually means praise.
A to je trošku taká slovná hračka, lebo Juda znamená aj chvála.
Judah, your brothers are going to praise you.
Juda, nech ťa chvália tvoji bratia.
Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies and your father's sons will bow down to you.
Tvoja ruka nech spočíne na šíri tvojich nepriateľov a nech sa ti kláňajú synovia tvojho otca.
You are a lion's cub, O Judah, and you will return from the prey, my son. Like a lion crouches and lies down, like a lioness, who dares to rouse him? The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he comes to whom it belongs. The obedience of the nations is his.
Juda je mladý lev, z lúpeže si sa povzniesol, syn môj. Skrčil si sa, ľahol si si ako lev, ako levica. Ktože ho donúti povstať? Nevzdiali sa berla od Judu, ani veliteľské žezlo od jeho nôh, dokiaľ mu nepríde panovník, ktorého národy budú poslúchať.
The reason I want to focus on Judah is that he's basically the tribe that's going to be leading.
A prečo sa chcem zameriavať na Juda je, že on je ten kmeň, ktorý bude vodcom.
He's the tribe that all the kings of Israel are going to come out from.
Z tohto kmeňa budú pochádzať všetci králi Izraela.
And we see that comes true in the Old Testament.
A v starej zmluve to môžeme vidieť, že sa to stalo skutočnosťou.
You know, in Judah, remember the story, he wasn't really the best son of Jacob, right?
Ak si spomínate, tak Juda nebol tým najlepším synom Jakoba.
If you read in chapter 49 here, Joseph's going to get a great blessing also.
Ďalej, keď si budete čítať, tak aj Jozef dostane úžasné požehnanie.
You know, and I think if it was up to Jacob, Jacob would have said, you know, let all the kings come through Joseph.
A keby to bolo na Jakobovom výbere, tak, tak by si vybral Jozefa, však Jozef.
Yeah. You have a good namesake.
Máš dobré meno.
All right. You know, Judah, he was this guy who, you know, he was selling his brothers out.
Juda bol ten, ktorý predával svojich bratov.
You know, he was this righteous guy who, you know, totally, you know, slept with a prostitute and who was actually his daughter-in-law.
Bol to taký velice spravodlivý človek, ktorý spal s prostitútkami a dokonca aj so svojou vlastnou nevestou.
You know, this great righteous man of God.
Veľmi, veľmi spravodlivý človek Boží.
You know, he doesn't do very much right.
Ne, nebolo tam veľmi spravodlivého v ňom.
But for some reason God said, I'm going to through your line bring all the kings.
Ale pre nejaký dôvod, ktorý len Pán Boh vie, je, že on si vyvolil Judu a skrze neho chce priniesť tie kráľovské línie.
And in verse 10 it says the scepter won't depart from Judah.
V 10. verši je napísané, že nevzdiali sa berla alebo to kráľovské žezlo od Judu.
Nor the ruler's staff from between his feet until Shiloh comes.
Ani veliteľské žezlo od jeho nôh, kým nepríde panovník alebo Šíla.
Basically this is talking about Messiah.
A tu je predpoveď o Mesiášovi.
You know that basically there was always going to be a king from David all the way to the Herods. There were a king from Judah.
Od Dávida až po Herodesa vždycky panoval král, ktorý bol z kmeňa Juda.
But do you know what? There was a point where the kingship stopped.
ale bola čas, kedy, alebo bol čas, kedy prestalo kráľovanie.
Where the authority of the kings was no longer there.
Keď moc kráľov už tam nebola.
That was in 7 AD.
To bolo okolo roku 7. nášho letopočtu.
Now the Romans had been occupying Israel for a while at this time.
Rimania v tomto čase už okupovali Izrael na určitú dobu.
And even through exile, the Jews always had some sort of autonomy.
A aj keď boli v nejakom vyhnanstve, tak vždycky mali určitú časť autonomie.
They had some sort of form of government where there was always someone from Judah's tribe in charge.
Vždycky mali niekoho vo vedení, kto bol z kmeňa Juda, ktorý bol ich predstaviteľom.
But in 7 AD something really big happened.
Ale v roku 7 nášho letopočtu sa niečo veľmi veľké stalo.
The right to have capital punishment or give capital punishment was removed from the leadership.
Právo trestu smrti im bolo odňaté.
Basically they couldn't fulfill the justice system.
Nemohli sa postarať už o ich právny systém alebo o spravodlivosť.
That's why we see, for example, when the Jews wanted to kill Jesus.
A preto keď vidíme, že keď Židia chceli zabiť Pána Ježiša,
they couldn't.
Tak nemohli.
They had to go to the Romans, right?
Museli ísť za Rimanmi.
They had to get them to kill him.
Museli ich poprosiť, aby ho zabili.
You know, otherwise, if it was up to them, they would have just stoned him.
Keby to bolo na nich, tak by ho hneď ukameňovali.
But they had to get the authority from the Romans.
A potrebovali dostať autoritu od Rimanov.
And there's some writings that talk about the rabbis around that time.
A sú nejaké spisy, ktoré hovoria o rabinoch v tom čase.
And they were really depressed, basically.
A títo rabini boli veľmi deprimovaní.
Because they saw that the scepter had been removed from Judah.
Pretože si všimli, že to žezlo, kráľovské žezlo, bolo odňaté od Judu.
And in their mind, Messiah had not come.
A v ich mysli neprišiel ešte Mesiáš.
You know, and there was this great doubting of God's word.
A bolo tam veľké spochybnenie Božieho slova.
You know, Shiloh should have come. Messiah should have come. Where is he?
Už mal prísť tento panovník, tento Šíla, ten Mesiáš. You know, kde je?
The true king is supposed to come and take the scepter.
Pravý král už mal prísť a prevziať toto žezlo.
Where did he go?
Kam išiel?
Did we miss him?
Premrhali sme nejakú tú príležitosť?
And that opinion has continued through the years.
A tento názor ešte pokračuje, alebo pokračoval aj tie ďalšie roky.
There's some factions of Jews who say, you know, Messiah, he's never coming.
A sú Židia, ktorí hovoria, že Mesiáš už nikdy nepríde.
And we'll see just basically very quickly after all these blessings that were appropriate for each of his sons.
A vidíme po všetkých týchto požehnaniach, ktoré boli vhodné pre každého jedného z jeho synov.
It says Jacob dies.
Je tam napísané, že Jakub umiera.
His sons and Joseph take him into the land of Canaan.
Jeho synovia a Jozef ho zobrali a zaniesli do kanánskej krajiny.
And they place him in the tomb of his fathers.
A pochovali ho v hrobke jeho otcov.
A bunch of Egyptian officials come with him as well.
A skupina egyptských hodnostárov išli s nimi tiež.
This old man made a big impression on the Egyptians.
Tento starý, staručký človek spravil dosť veľký dojem aj na Egypťanov.
So he went out in style, we can say.
A odišiel vo veľkom štýle, ak môžeme to tak povedať.
We're gonna look at a third story.
A pozrieme si tretí príbeh.
And it's some other last words.
To sú ďalšie nejaké posledné slova.
And there are some, let's say, false last words.
Ako keby falošné možno posledné slova.
In Genesis chapter 50 verse 15.
50. kapitola 15. verš.
15-21.
Až do 21.
And we'll just have you read in slovo.
Len slovenčine si to prečítame. Keď Jozefovi bratia videli, že im otec umrel, povedali: možno, že Jozef bude teraz nepriateľsky vystupovať proti nám a odplatí sa nám za všetko zlo, ktoré sme mu vykonali. Preto odkázali Jozefovi: tvoj otec pred svojou smrťou prikázal. Takto povedzte Jozefovi: ach, odpusť prosím svojim bratom ich priestupok a ich hriech, že ti ublížili. Odpusť teraz, prosíme, svojim bratom ich priestupok a ich hriech, že ti ublížili. Odpusť teraz, prosíme, previnenie služobníkom Boha, tvojho otca. Jozef plakal, keď mu to hovorili. Potom jeho bratia pristúpili, padli pred ním a povedali: "Hľa, sme tvojimi sluhami." Ale Jozef im odpovedal: "Nebojte sa, či ja tu stojím na miesto Boha? Vy ste pravda zmýšľali proti mne zlé, ale Boh to obrátil na dobré, aby tak učinil, čo je dnes zjavné, totiž aby mnohých ľudí zachoval nažive. Teraz sa však nebojte, ja budem živiť vás aj vaše deti." Tak ich potešoval a vľudne hovoril s nimi.
Mm-hmm. Of all the stories, this is the one I identify the most with.
Zo všetkých týchto príbehov ja sa stotožňujem s týmto najviac.
You know, the brothers, Jacob has died.
A Jakob už zomrel a teraz bratia zostali.
You know, and instantly these guys think, you know, we've been brought here to Egypt and we're, you know, Joseph was only being nice to us because of dad.
A tí bratia zrazu začínajú zmýšľať o tom, že áno, boli sme privedení do tohto Egypta, ale to bolo len kvôli tomu, že Jozef chcel vidieť svojho otca.
You know, now he's going to just destroy us.
A teraz sa na nás vyvrší a nás všetkých zničí.
So they create some false last words, right?
A teraz vytvorili také falošné posledné slova.
He says, "Hey, dad says take care of us."
A hovoria mu, že ale otec ešte povedal, že sa máš aj u nás postarať.
We know we messed up, but please be nice to us.
Vieme, že sme to pokašľali, ale prosíme, postaraj sa aj u nás.
You know, we're your servants.
Yeah. Sme tvoji služobníci.
You know, we'll be humble.
Budeme pokorení.
You know, and they create these false last words.
A vytvárajú ako keby také falošné posledné slova.
And I love the response of Joseph.
A mne sa veľmi páči, ako na to Jozef reagoval.
It says he wept.
Je to napísané, že zaplakal.
He cried when he heard this.
Plakal, keď toto počul.
You know, he cried because I think he cried because, you know, his brothers were doubting that his kindness towards them.
A myslím si, že plakal preto, že jeho bratia pochybovali o tej jeho dobrote voči ním.
Yeah, he's crying because his brothers are trying to manipulate in the situation.
A plače asi aj preto, že bratia sa snažia zmanipulovať celú tú situáciu.
You know, and they thought that this was, you know, the will of Jacob or the will of Jacob basically.
A mysleli si, že toto bola vôľa Jakoba.
You know, and Joseph responds, and his response is great.
A mne sa páči potom, ako Jozef na to reaguje.
In verse 19 says, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God?"
A v 19. verši im hovorí, Jozef im odpovedal, "Nebojte sa, či ja tu stojím na miesto Boha?"
You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good.
Vy ste pravda zmýšľali proti mne zlé, ale Boh to obratil na dobré.
To accomplish what's being done right now.
A tak učinil, čo je dnes zjavné.
Don't be afraid, I'm going to take care of you.
Nebojte sa, ja sa o vás postaram.
And the reason I guess I identified with this one.
A dôvod, prečo sa ja stotožňujem s týmto.
You know, don't you guys get in situations where you know, God has led you into something?
A nedostávate sa aj vy do nejakých takých situácií, kde Pán Boh vás dovedie do niečoho?
And then after a while you kind of doubt, did God really bring me here?
A po určitom čase možno začnete pochybovať, je to skutočne Pán Boh, ktorý ma tu dovedol?
Am I here because someone else wants me here?
A som tu preto, lebo niekto iný možno chce, aby som tu bol.
You know, or, you know, because of some circumstance or whatever.
Alebo možno nejaké okolnosti, alebo možno niečo iné.
And then you're trying to strive and manipulate in your flesh to keep yourself alive in that place.
A možno vo svojom tele sa snažíte zmanipulovať celú tú situáciu a zostať na tom mieste, kde ste.
And remember, Joseph is a type of Jesus in the Old Testament.
Ak si spomenete, tak Jozef bol takým predobrazom Pána Ježiša v Starej zmluve.
And I can imagine Jesus weeping over us in these situations.
A ja si tiež viem predstaviť, ako aj Pán Ježiš nad nami pláče niekedy.
You know, we're just saying, "Hey guys, this is for you."
A hovorí nám, nie, toto je pre vás.
You know, this is something I'm going to bless you here.
Tu vás chcem požehnať.
I'm going to take care of you here.
Tu sa o vás postaram.
You know, this is the right place.
Toto je to správne miesto, kde máte byť.
This is exactly where you need to be.
Toto je v skutočnosti, kde máte byť.
Don't be afraid.
Nebojte sa.
And oftentimes we are afraid.
A častokrát sa bojíme.
And trying to figure it out on our own.
A snažíme sa vypatrať v našich vlastných silách, že či je to správne alebo nie.
Joseph goes on.
A Jozef pokračuje ďalej.
And I'll read it in English.
V angličtine to prečítame.
It says, "Joseph stayed in Egypt along with his father's family, and he lived 110 years, And he saw the third generation of Ephraim's children, and also the children of Machir, son of Manasseh, were placed at birth on Joseph's knees. So he adopted them. And then Joseph said to his brothers, I'm about to die, but God will surely come to your aid and take you up out of this land to the land he has promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Joseph made the sons of Israel swear on oath and said, God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bones out from this place. So Joseph died at the age of 110, and after that they embalmed him, and he was placed in a coffin in Egypt.
Don't tell you.
No, it's okay. The one thing I want to point out here is what he tells his brothers to, I believe, to encourage them.
Jednu vec, na ktorú chcem poukázať, je, že ako povzbudzuje svojich bratov.
Says, God will surely come to your aid.
Je, že im hovorí, že Pán Boh vám určite príde na pomoc.
He's going to come to this land. He's going to take you to that promised land that Dad talked about.
Príde vám na pomoc do tejto krajiny a odvedie vás naspäť do tej krajiny, o ktorej nám otcino hovoril.
And how we can might apply this to us.
A ako to my môžeme aplikovať do našich životov?
And maybe where you're at doesn't feel comfortable.
Možno tam, kde sa teraz nachádzaš, necítiš sa tam veľmi pohodlne, dobre?
Stay there until God moves you on.
Zostaň tam, kým ťa Pán Boh nepresunie inde.
Because they know that they are going into a time of slavery. It's already been prophesied.
Oni vedia, že ich čaká teraz otroctvo, lebo im to bolo zasľúbené.
They know they got another 400 years of hardship.
Vedia, že ďalších 400 rokov budú ťažké.
And you know, just stay where you're supposed to be until God moves you.
Tak aj ty zostaň tam, kde máš byť, až dovtedy, kým ťa Pán Boh nepresunie inde.
Just want to wrap these three stories up real quick.
A chcem uzavrieť tieto tri príbehy.
Is that the way I see it is all three of these stories talk about God's plan and his provision for his people.
Je, že tieto všetky tri príbehy hovoria o Božom zabezpečení, že nám Pán Boh vždycky niečo zabezpečí pre nás a je to jeho plán.
Mm-hmm. All three of these stories talk about God coming and doing these things.
Všetky tieto tri príbehy hovoria o tom, že Pán Boh príde a bude robiť tieto veci.
You know, God was going to come and bring them into this land.
Že Pán Boh príde a zoberie ich do tejto krajiny.
God's going to come and make these this dysfunctional family into a functional family.
Že Pán Boh príde, zoberie túto nefunkčnú rodinu a premení ju na to, aby bola funkčná rodina.
God's going to make a kingdom that's going to last until he comes.
A že Pán Boh z tejto rodiny spraví aj kráľov a to kráľovanie bude trvať, až kým nepríde Mesiáš.
All these things are in anticipation of God doing something.
Čiže všetky tieto zasľúbenia sú zasľúbenia o tom, že Pán Boh bude robiť tieto veci.
And I just would ask myself and ask you guys, you know, what are you doing until he comes?
A ja by som sa teraz chcel spýtať sám seba, ale aj vás, čo ty robíš dovtedy, kým on nepríde?
What are we expecting?
Čo my očakávame?
You know, there was a lot of blessings given in these three chapters.
V týchto troch kapitolách bolo vyslovených veľa požehnaní.
What did God call us to expect and what has he given us?
Do čoho nás Pán Boh povolal, aby sme očakávali a čo on od nás očakáva?
We'll look at the next last slide.
A posledný obrázok si pozrieme.
So if this is represents your life, this
a táto krabica reprezentuje tvoj život.
And what's in it?
Tak čo je v ňom? Čo je vo vnútri?
What can we expect here?
Čo môžeme očakávať?
Jesus told us very clearly.
Pán Ježiš nám veľmi jasne povedal.
What we should expect in John chapter 14 through 16, you don't have to look it up.
Čo môžeme očakávať? Je to v Jánovi 14. kapitola, 14
through 16. John 14 through 16.
14. kapitola až 16. kapitola.
He told us while we're waiting for him to come.
Že pokým budeme my očakávať na neho.
He's got a gift for us.
On má pre nás takýto darček.
And in this gift.
A v tomto darčeku.
Is the Holy Spirit.
Je Duch Svätý.
And he says this gift will guide you.
A tento darček nás bude viesť.
This gift will enable you.
Tento dar nás spraví schopnými. Pomôže nám.
This gift will empower you.
Dá nám moc.
To do all the things you're supposed to do until he comes.
Aby sme robili všetky tie veci, ktoré máme robiť až do toho času, kým on nepríde.
Until the true king comes.
až kým nepríde pravý kráľ.
How you respond to that, it's up to you.
Ako na to budeš reagovať, je na tebe.
This is kind of a side note, but maybe some of
ale
you...
Ale na okraj, taká poznámka.
Some of you know we have Lent coming up.
Je, že budeme mať pôstne obdobie pred nami.
You know, this is, if you come from a traditional church, this is 40 days of fasting before Easter.
Je to 40-dňové obdobie pôstu pred Veľkou nocou.
And I like this. I haven't been a big practitioner of it.
Nepraktizoval som to ja nejako veľmi.
Because I always thought you have to give up, you know, something like chocolate.
Lebo ja som si vždycky myslela, že sa musím vzdať čokolády alebo niečoho iného.
I have a hard time with that.
A s tým mám veľmi ťažký problém.
But as I was thinking, you know, it's a good spiritual practice.
Ale pre nás duchovne je to dobrá praktika.
And not because you don't have to give up anything, actually.
Musíš sa ničoho vzdať.
But it's just anticipating our hearts for his coming.
Ale je to pripravovanie nášho srdca na jeho príchod.
And it's not something you have to do 40 days before Easter. You can do it any day you want in the year.
A nemusíš to robiť len tých 40 dní pred Veľkou nocou, môžeš to robiť hociaký deň v roku.
But it's a nice thing to do.
Ale je to veľmi pekná vec, keď to robíš.
Because a lot of people are doing it.
Pretože veľa vecí praktizuje post.
Yeah, we can do it together.
A môžeme to robiť spolu.
And so I'm going to give you some ideas of how to respond.
A ja vám teraz dám rôzne nápady, ako reagovať na toto, na očakávanie na Pána Ježiša.
I would encourage you the next few weeks.
By som vás chcel teraz pozbudiť ďalších pár týždňov.
Just pause in your life a little bit.
Aby ste sa zastavili vo svojich životoch trochu.
And just take away anything that distracts you from Jesus.
Aby ste odobrali z vášho života čokoľvek, čo vás čo berie vašu pozornosť preč od Pána Ježiša.
Mike is not here, so I'm going to use her.
Majka tu nie, takže využijem to.
She had a wonderful post on Facebook the other day.
Na Facebooku mala krásny status.
She said, I'm looking forward to being in Kiev.
Teším sa na to, že budem v Kieve.
With no computer and no Facebook.
Bez počítačov a bez Facebooku.
And I thought, yes, great. That's a wonderful thing to post on Facebook.
To je úžasná vec a hlavne na Facebooku to zverejniť.
You know, I think she's realizing some of those things are, you know, distraction in her life, probably, I'm guessing.
Asi si myslím, že možno niektoré tieto veci pre ňu sú takým vyrušovateľom.
I don't know, you'll have to ask her right on Facebook.
Musíte sa jej to spýtať, môžete to napísať na Facebook.
But whatever it is that's in your life that is distracting you.
Čiže čokoľvek je v tvojom živote, čo ťa možno vyrušuje alebo berie tú tvoju pozornosť. Tak to odlož nabok na chvíľu.
That you can focus in on him.
Aby si sa mohol zameriavať na neho.
And listen to what is his last words for you.
Aby si si mohol opakovať tie jeho posledné slova pre teba.
Where is the place he has you to be?
Kde je to miesto, kde on chce, aby si bol?
What is his plan for you?
Aký je jeho plán pre teba?
What is the person you're supposed to be?
Akou osobou máš byť?
And I believe that he will give you those answers as you seek him.
A verím tomu, že on ti dá odpovede, keď ho budeš takto hľadať.
Because we are also part of this family.
Pretože aj my sme súčasťou tejto rodiny.
You know, we are grafted in.
Sme vštepení.
You know, Peter calls us a royal priesthood, a chosen nation.
Peter nás nazval kráľovským kňazstvom, vyvoleným národom a veľmi zvláštnym jemu ľudom.
So, let's do this. We're gonna pray and then Eric's gonna lead us in one last song.
Takže pomodlíme sa a potom Erik nás ešte uvedie do jednej poslednej chvály.
And then we're gonna have a time of fellowship together.
A potom budeme mať čas spoločenstva spolu.
Lord, we do need you.
Pane, my ťa skutočne potrebujeme.
Lord, we need to hear those words from you.
A potrebujeme počuť aj tieto slova od teba.
Lord, we want you to guide us.
My chceme, aby ty si nás viedol.
Lord, we want your words to form us.
My chceme, aby tvoje slova nás formovali.
Lord, just thank you that even like these boys, Lord, that didn't always do the right thing.
A takisto ako títo chlapici z Jakobovej rodiny, ani oni nerobili vždy tie správne veci.
Learn how you even restored many of these.
A ako ty si ich obnovil a navrátil do tejto rodiny.
Learn how that you restore us as well.
A tak ťa prosím, aby aj nás si navrátil.
And that we might come near to you.
A obnovil, aby sme sa mohli tebe priblížiť.
Just be yours.
A aby sme mohli byť tvoji.
In your great name.
V tvojom úžasnom mene.
Amen.
Amen.